This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
What we're having a chat about now is burnout. Even if you love your job, but probably particularly if you love your job, it can be easy to give too much hours, too much of your time, too much of your energy to your work, perhaps, that you do reach this point where you feel like you've had enough. But to prevent that, though, we wanted to chat this morning with Adele Sinclair. She's from a group called Wellness at Work. She and I had this chat last week. I didn't drop Dwayne Jeffries in it at all. to find out what burnout is, how you can prevent it, and really how it distinguishes itself from just being overworked.
Well, there's a difference between overworked and burnout. So overwork is when you're starting to feel that the workload is greater than what you're able to do, and when you haven't got control over many aspects of the role and how you're actually approaching the role. Burnout is when you're starting to reach the point of stress, of collapse, basically. So exhaustion physically, where you're just not able to fire up physically in the same way as you can, in terms of emotionally, because you're finding that you're a little bit over what you're doing because you've been trying so hard, and sometimes also mentally, where you're just starting to not be able to think as quickly or as clearly, or your memory starts to fail. So exhaustion is always the first sign. Then there's a couple of others. There's one where you start to lose motivation. You get a little bit cynical about what you're doing. It might be about your job or about your organisation. And then also you might start to doubt whether you're actually cut out for the job. They're essentially the three signs: exhaustion, cynicism, and then a reduced sense of personal effectiveness, where you think that you might not be cut out for it.
Some of those things, even myself listening in, on a bad day, you might have a moment where you do feel tired, you're not so enthusiastic. What's the difference between just having a bad day and then reaching that burnout point?
The length of time. Essentially, we all have bad days, as you say, and we all have times where we're just too tired to get out of bed, or we're just over it and can get a bit cynical. But it's when it starts coming over a period of 1 month to 3 months is where you start getting to that point of going, oh, actually, there's a pattern here. It's not just one-off. It's not just a bad day or a bad week. There's actually something greater going on. So that's when it's important to start looking at the signs, going, have we got a pattern here? Is there something we need to pay some attention to?
Okay, so on your website, Wellness at Work, I noticed that you personally experienced this twice over your career. What did you do? What were the next steps once you did notice those symptoms?
Well, the first time, I actually didn't know what burnout was. I just knew that I was feeling completely exhausted and overwhelmed and not knowing what to do. At that stage, there wasn't a lot of information about burnout. It wasn't as prevalent as what it is now. So the strategies that I did at that point was, you know, looking at physical health. So making sure that I was eating well and I was getting enough physical activity and getting enough rest and sleep. And they're always the first fundamentals to look at. What I realised the second time around was that that's actually often not enough, that there's other things that we need to do to make sure that we don't get to that burnout point.
Okay, so what are some of those preventative measures then?
Sure. So part of that is looking out for where you're adding to your own stress. So often we'll put ourselves in situations where we're taking on too much because we like the challenge, or we like being the go-to person. Or we might set ourselves really high standards, we might be a bit of a perfectionist, and we actually add to the stress that we're already experiencing through our own motivations and our own thoughts. So it's really important to make sure that we don't add extra levels of stress on from our own internal dialogue and our own thoughts. The other way to protect ourselves from burnout is to make sure that we make time to do the things that we enjoy. Happy hormones work in a seesaw with stress hormones. So the happier you are, the less you're going to be stressed, and vice versa. So the more we're able to make time for things that we enjoy, whether that's a hobby or spending time in nature or spending time with loved ones, those things are going to be protective for us, to help us to be more resilient to stress when it does come, and protect us from getting to that end stage of stress, which is burnout.
And that's Adele Sinclair from Wellness at Work, a website well worth looking at. And surprising in the conversation with her that burnout can be symptoms that just do seem like a bad day.
Yeah.
But it's the length of time that you feel lethargic or disinterested or lacking passion that can be one of the telltales.
And it's not just because you don't like your job.
Mm.
It could possibly be a side effect because you love it too much.
Exactly. It's Lauren Dwayne on Hope 103.2.